This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have a crazy story. I saw this story. This man, and like I said, sometimes you just get these crazy ones. And I'm telling you, I will make this into politics because it is life is politics. People that do nutty things, it makes you wonder, how do you get to this place in life that you think this is okay? So I saw a story. This guy, he jumps into an alligator farm, okay? And you should see the video. When I say he jumps in, I'm talking about he goes up on a platform and dives into an alligator farm. And here is how it was reported. A Clay County man has been arrested after apparently breaking into the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park and jumping in a pool with some crocodiles. Now, they weren't crocodiles. They were alligators. And let me tell you why I make the distinction. An alligator is a mean animal, but a crocodile is much more meaner disposition. Alligator has a flatter nose. Crocodile has a more pointed nose. But the difference between them in terms of their disposition is night and day. Alligators will kill you. Don't misunderstand me. But a crocodile, it's over. Toast, you are toast. You burnt toast or whatever. You can't even scrape it off. It's so burnt. But the surveillance footage shows, and here's what I'm reading this, now identifies as 23-year-old Brandon Hatfield getting in around 7:45 p.m., damaging property at the snack bar, then entering the newly opened Oasis on the Nile crocodile exhibit, but it's an alligator. The alligator farm says the suspect was seen on video climbing on the structure, jumping into the pool. Now, we got two angles for this when you go to the website to see it. It's amazing. It really is. Now, here's what I said. The 2018 midterms represent the alligator pit. And Democrats represent the dude. And they jumped right into the alligator pit. I just want to explain to you where I'm going with this. Now, the story continues. One of the crocodiles, which is an alligator, attacked Hatfield, injuring his leg. The crocodiles in the pool were not hurt. The man then climbed onto a zip line platform before fleeing the park. Now, do you understand the connection that I have made for you to the Democrats? Are you clear? Because if not, allow me to explain. Democrats leaped into the alligator enclosure, which is now D.C., the swamp. But the swamp is no longer filled with their swamp rats. It's now filled with alligators, people that are waiting to feed on these swamp rats. And then they got themselves bit. But there's more to the story that will tie these people to the Democrats, as you will see. Here it goes on. St. Augustine police said they got a call about a suspicious man crawling around in the backyard in his underwear along Holly Lane. While responding, they found Hatfield, who said he'd been bitten by an alligator. Hatfield's arrest record says he told police that an old man tried to feed him to the alligators at the man's home. He reportedly said the man had an alligator on a leash and many baby alligators in his garage, and that the man was trying to feed him to those alligators. Hatfield further claimed the old man hit him with a hammer and forced him to drink a black concoction before he was able to escape. Now, this is the police report that he filled out. Now, I'm going to help you make some sense of this. Like this man, Democrats are crazy. Okay, we understand that part of this, right? And then, when they drank their black concoction, they got even nuttier. So now Democrats find themselves dazed in an alligator pit. And you can bet many Democrats are going to lose a foot because one of these alligators is going to bite them and start spinning and spin that foot right off of them. Now, what am I referring to? I'm referring to the infighting that's about to occur as Democrats jump into the swamp. It's still got all these bad things in it, including alligators and crocodiles. And now you're going to watch some infighting. Yeah, go get your popcorn. Go get your coat. Get it in bulk because you're going to need it between now and Christmas, and you're going to need it in 2019 because Donald Trump has already started cleaning house. Oh, yeah. I meant it metaphorically as in the House of Representatives. Everybody that put themselves on the line for the fiasco that has occurred. Because let me tell you, the Democrats jumped into an alligator pit. They don't even realize it yet. They're about to start challenging for speaker. You're going to see a bloodbath. Okay? That's the first thing that's going to happen. Then whoever gets it is going to be just another crazy target for Donald Trump. And I've talked about this. I said Donald Trump's going to label Pelosi. He's going to give her, if she turns out to be the president, he's going to give her a name, and it's going to stick. This is the first time. Donald Trump hasn't had to deal with this. So as soon as he gets a target, he's going to say, okay, that's who we need to go after. That's why he's not afraid of them. He's like, bring it. Bring Pelosi. You want Nadler? Who do you want? Bring whoever you want. These people, I wrote a piece called Be Careful What You Wish For, Democrats. You don't want to deal with Donald Trump, a two-year veteran of the presidency, probably one of the smartest, if not the smartest president to ever sit behind that Oval Office desk. Oh, I know that disturbs a lot of leftists, and that's why I say it. That's why I say it on the Kevin Jackson Show. You can go listen to it again if you want by just going to kjradio.com. And if you want to call and dispute me about it, 844-551-8255. The smartest president perhaps ever, certainly in modern history. I don't know how Trump would have been during the Civil War. I don't know how he would have been in the forming of the nation. Something says to me, probably not the right man for the right time. But as far as right now, I don't want Lincoln. I don't want Reagan. I don't want Washington. They would get chewed up and spit out in the cycles that we now deal with. They have not a clue. And I'm talking about statesmen. I'm talking about generals, warriors. You know, and I'm talking about probably one of the biggest idols in my life in terms of politics. I wouldn't trade Donald Trump for any of those guys. Kevin, he's uncouth. He doesn't know how to speak to people. No, he's exactly what we need for this time. And you know what? He's waiting there. He's watching these Democrats dive into that alligator pit. And he's watching them destroy themselves. As one rat comes up for air, poof, an alligator grabs him. And that's the end of that. Watch the carnage. Watch what happens when Mueller's report finally comes out. Watch what happens when more special prosecutors get appointed. See, what's interesting is these guys are all talking about, we got to protect Robert Mueller. We got to protect Mueller. Protect him. What are you going to protect him from when another special prosecutor comes in and wants to do his job? And that job involves talking to Mueller.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a lot of hoopla with all the recounts and things like that. And, of course, Sinema is now the senator from Arizona. The good news is that we didn't really flip the seat because whether you talk about McCain or Flake, we had essentially a leftist senator representing the state. Now at least we have one who's totally a Republican. The problem is, It messes with the count, as you guys know. And as I've said to you before, Democrats will do everything they can to cheat. They will do everything they can to tell you how tolerant they are and all these other things, when in fact, they're none of the sort. They're nothing like it. Don't trust them. I know you hear this show, the Kevin Jackson Show. You hear, listen to me, the host of the show, Kevin Jackson, and you say, Kevin, you're so down on these folks. I'm not down on them, folks. Here's what I'm up on. I'm up on the truth. I'm not telling you this to be entertaining. I'm not telling you this because I'm dogmatic on one side or the other. I'm telling you this because it is a fact. These people cheat, they connive, and look, they do it in everything. They do it in your kids' sports. They do it in kindergarten. They teach it all the way through school. I'm talking about academia. They are looking for a leg up for their sons and daughters. your kid is going to have to legitimately understand the task at hand. If your kid is good in auto body, your kid is going to have to prove it. Their kid wouldn't be able to mold a pot. And if they worked at an auto body place, they would be running it because they would find a way to get a leg up over your kid. Your kid's going to do all the work and they're going to get all the profit. That's their idea of capitalism. And they hate it. They hate their idea of capitalism because they know exactly what it entails. We love capitalism. You want to know why? Because we work for it. We work hard at it. We come up with the ideas and we go, oh, this will be great. You know why they hate capitalism? The left, because they are the thieves. Bill Gates stole his technology. He stole it. Facebook, he stole it. Then when somebody comes along with a better idea, after these guys amassed a fortune, you know what they do then? They buy it. Or they force you out of business because they say, aha, you have a better idea. I'll force you out of business. I'll never use it. I'll make sure nobody else uses it. You know the big cabal that was going on in Silicon Valley where they couldn't hire each other's employees? They had a secret cabal that says, if somebody leaves my company, you can't hire them. No inner hiring of anybody. So these people were stuck. They were stuck in their salaries and they were stuck in their jobs. And while all the elites were scheming against them, all these brilliant minds were going, we can't go anywhere, man. Nobody wants to hire me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, let me explain it to you. They didn't care about you. They were scheming against the best minds. And you know what? In Silicon Valley, it's infused with leftism and they know what's going on. They know that their bosses were scheming against them, limiting their salaries, limiting their benefits, effectively making them slaves. How much money do you think the top dogs at Google make, the top dogs at Facebook make? And, yeah, they're giving out these great packages, right? Do you think everybody benefits to that? See, that's the capitalism everybody has been told to hate. But let me tell you what you would have done as a conservative. You would have said, hey, look, I've got the best minds in my company. I'm going to give them salaries commensurate with what they're doing. I'm going to give them stock options. I'm going to give them so many things they're never going to want to leave. And I'm not going to be in cahoots with anybody. You're going to want to work at KJ Google, you know, Kajugle, right? Kajugle. That's what I'll call it, Kajugle. You're going to want to work at Kajugle. I would have made it that way. I wouldn't have conspired with these other guys. I would have kicked their butts. I would have said, let's figure out what they're doing and let's continue to innovate. But these guys didn't. They had to capture all that and make slaves. Oh, they weren't slaves in the sense of the salaries they paid them. They got paid good salaries. They got a few bones. But how much money did Facebook make? How much money did Tim Cook of Apple make and all these other people that were part of the conspiracy? And the federal government had to step in and say, we're on to you. Because somebody finally blew the whistle and said, wait a minute. I'm one of the most highly sought after minds on the planet. And I can't get anybody to take a look at me. Something's going on. And they figured it out, and they gave them a slap on the wrist. These guys paid a few million dollars, chump change. You slap one of them, and they lose $1 million. And they paid chump change to settle the lawsuit, and that was that. That's the capitalism people hate. But you know the capitalism people love? The people that have to sacrifice. The people that have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start making donuts, or 3 o'clock in the morning and start driving that cab, or 3 o'clock in the morning to start gathering up the materials so they can go build something and do something productive for society. Not the people that are trying to figure out angles. How can I get paid for something? How can I get a government contract or some, you know, whatever type of deal to make it easier on me to make my money? I'm not going to create anything. I just want to make my money. And I'm going to do it on the backs of somebody else. Let me go look and see what's happening in the world and where I can influence it, and I can go buy something or steal something or, you know, essentially extort somebody into making my company better. That's what leftists specialize in. And don't let anybody fool you. That is the way it works. That's why they hate capitalists. They hate themselves. We see capitalism through a very different prism. We see it as the hardest working people on the planet. The truck driver who misses his son's baseball game, who doesn't see his son or daughter take her first steps, who doesn't hear his child's first words because he misses these memories and mom has to just run it back on video or show him in pictures. the entrepreneur that has to spend 20 hours every single day trying to make a company survive. And you know what the government's doing? The government is plotting on how to make it more difficult for that guy to make his money. You know, in California, they took the hairdressers and they said, no, you can't do other hairdressers because if they're in the same business, technically, they're your employees. So these guys have had to break up their companies. Over a technicality. Because why? Because California can't pay its bills, and it looks at the capitalist, the guy that gets up in the morning, opens up his shop, his or her shop, hair, nails, manicure, pedicures, whatever, and starts cutting hair and doing nails and hair and waxing eyebrows and doing whatever the heck they do. And the government comes in and says, ah, you know what? New legislation. We're going to change it. And that's that. It's over. What kind of nonsense is this? This is the world we live in now. The world where the people who go out and do the work are punished, and the people who figure out how to just get and get and get are the ones who are rewarded, and then they decry the ones doing the work. That's where we are. Every time I think about this story, this situation, I think about the story Paul told me. Well, he said, Kevin, my celly was the worst kind of rapist. He was a rapist who would tell the woman that it was her fault. I said, Paul, that ain't the worst kind of rapist. The worst kind of rapist is the rapist who would say, it isn't my fault. It was another dude who did it, and it's your fault that he did it, even though that guy's the one who did it. The guy saying, telling the story, the rapist, puts it off on somebody else, tells the woman, you're the reason why you got raped by that dude, when he's the one who did it. That is what leftism represents. That is what our government has become.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side of the aisle, Congressman Nancy Pelosi seems to be confident that she will be the next Speaker of the House, although there are a few other Democrats who are said to be possibly challenging Pelosi. Search crews in Northern California have found more bodies, bringing the death toll from the so-called campfire to 48, and statewide 50 people have died in California due to wildfires. A new lawsuit blames a fire on a major utility in California, PG&E, for allegedly failing to inspect and properly maintain its power lines. Meanwhile, this resident of Paradise says he was lucky to survive.
It happened so quickly. You know, we had trained for this for years and years and years. We knew Paradise would burn. You know, is it going to burn? It's just a matter of time. You know, when will it burn and how bad will it burn?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talk about a psychologist's dream. Holly Weird. Full of delusional people. But this particular Holly Weirdo takes the cake. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I love Holly Weird. Always wanting to get involved in something. Always wanting to state their case. And it's funny, you can understand their pathology. You don't have to, you can hear them say something and you go, that's rooted in such and such. And look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm no psychologist. I know I'm a bright guy, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I do know people. Oh, I've studied them. My grandmother said, you studied them? Yeah, studied them. Studied them my whole life, beginning with my grandparents. I studied my grandparents who were professed Democrats. I'm talking about dyed in the wool, Martin Luther King, Jesus, and JFK on the wall, Jesus at the top, MLK, then JFK, in that order. And that was in many black folks' houses, and I studied them. Studied these, you know, my grandmother was born in 1920, my grandfather was born in 1910. That's who raised me. And, you know, by the time they got me, which was in the late 60s, you know, they were up in age. And you would think they had learned enough. But they came through that turbulent time, that turbulent, you know, that whole period of, you know. I remember my grandmother talking about paying her poll taxes. And she'd be like, Ernest, we got to hurry up and get down there and pay them poll taxes. You know, like $3 to vote. That was to prevent black folks from voting. So they had legitimate beef, but they still never knew where to put that. They didn't know where that came from. They were voting for the people that had implemented poll tax, all these Jim Crow laws, and didn't know it. And I'm a kid watching this going, but, you know, and I wasn't aware of all that. But what I was aware of is every time I heard a Democrat speak, I went, that's not how y'all think. That's not how you raise me. Every time. Barbara Jordan, Andrew Young, all these very educated. I mean, Andrew Young was the type of black dude you wanted to grow up to be. Barbara Jordan, to hear her talk, this forceful black woman, you know, the way she spoke, you were like, whoa, but the content sucked. I mean, I was always very impressed with the delivery, but the content was like, that's not what we believe. And the reason why I listened intently is because of their way that they spoke. It was like, you have to pay attention. Barbara Jordan spoke like this with authority. And you were like, I'm listening, Barbara. And then you go, well, wait a minute. I don't believe that. That's not true. That's not how we think. That's not, But anyway, it's become its own religion, leftism has, and it's permeated every aspect of society. And the worst place that it exists, quite frankly, is in Hollyweird. So Amy Schumer, actually said the other day, she feels sorry for hot women. Yeah, that's like saying, you know, God, I feel so sorry for Albert Einstein. I mean, for being all brilliant and stuff. Really? According to page 6, humor prefers to be overweight and ugly. Here's what she says. What they said. Amy Schumer reveals she wouldn't want to be, quote, an ounce more attractive and feels bad for women who are, quote, hot. Now, here's what's funny about that statement. I'm going to stop just right there for just a second. She doesn't want to be an ounce more attractive. So attractive for her, Amy Schumer, who, by the way, looks like she could be Miss Piggy's first cousin, is trying to say she doesn't, if she loses an ounce, you know, it's about her weight. It isn't about how she looks. It's about her weight. So she's already giving you insight. I don't care what people say about my weight. I don't want to be an ounce more attractive. Now, what she's saying is, I'm satisfied with me. I don't really care. Now, she's also shaming anybody who says, you know what? I'm a little overweight. I don't feel good at this weight. I want to lose a little weight because I feel more sexy. I feel, you know, oh, no, no, no. You're trying to be hot. How dare you try to be hot? You should be okay with yourself. So if you try to fix yourself in any way, according to Amy, if it involves weight loss, even an ounce, well, who are you trying to be all hot? I don't know. Like millions of other Americans is what I would say. But here's what she goes on to say. That's the truth. Not an ounce. She's on somebody's show. And then she says, that was pretty much it. They go on to say this. So maybe who said this? The I Feel Pretty star continued. Being a woman sucks. It's very difficult. And something else that we've all realized is like we are sexualized like all the time, even when it seems crazy. So I feel really bad for these girls who are so hot because guys can't handle it. You can't have a conversation. Everything's gonna skew sexual and you're gonna be treated differently. And honestly, I actually feel really bad for them. So what she's saying is, she's so ugly and fat that she can have a conversation with people and they actually take her seriously. Now I want to tell you, this is a girl who built her act on nothing but sex. And I'm talking about just over-the-top sexualization of women. Talking about what she does to guys. If you see her act, you'll know what I'm talking about. But she feels sorry for these women who guys can't have a conversation with because they're so hot and they have the right number of ounces. They can't have a conversation because men are always going to objectify the hot girls. It's only the fat ugly girls that get the real conversations. Apparently, I'm interpreting here what she's saying. She advocates for self-confidence and self-love, and they say she also touched on the flip side. Here's what she says. But then there's also women that feel so unattractive that they're just invisible. It just sucks anyway. So in other words, if you're a woman, you're danged if you do, you're danged if you don't. If you're fat and ugly, then it sucks because you're getting no play. You're invisible. If you're hot and beautiful and got the right number of ounces, well then nobody's giving you the time of day because they're all talking about sexualizing you. Then there's nothing in between. That's it. Those are the two extremes. That's all Amy Schumer's act is about. It's about meeting guys, screwing them, you know, figuring out ways to screw them. I'm just telling you. It's part of Amy's process, I guess, to help overweight, ugly girls learn how to love themselves. Is that what she's trying to do? Hey, learn to love yourself. Good advice. By the way, doesn't matter if you're fat, doesn't matter if you're skinny. And for the record, who's pretty? I get it. Angelina, Brangelina, they're pretty, right? We deem that Brad Pitt is a hunk and Angelina is a dish or whatever else. I guarantee you this. Angelina Jolie goes places, looks at other women and goes, I wish I had this attribute that she has. I wish. Everybody talks about Angelina's lips. Angelina has a very attractive face. I would say the overwhelming majority of people believe that, but there are people that don't see that pretty. They don't see her as beautiful. I promise you there are. Angelina, from a body perspective, is not that hot. I've seen much better bodies on women, and I guarantee you she's made that comment to other women like, oh, that girl is just, she's beautiful, got a beautiful body or whatever. I've been around the hottest women on the planet, and I'm going to tell you guys, the level of insecurity would blow your mind. That's what made me so secure to go up and ask beautiful girls, like, hey, you want to go out? Because I knew they had so many insecurities. And once you know what it is, if you compliment her on that insecurity, you're in. You're in like Flynn. That or compliment their shoes. So all I'm getting at is, guys, we don't have these hang-ups. Girls do, and it doesn't matter how hot they are. They're going to have a hang-up. But this article continues as Schumer discusses the perils of being a hot woman. They said they took a moment to discuss how women are constantly afraid they're in danger of getting sexually assaulted. Women are mostly scared of violence because, you know, 1 in 6 women reports being sexually assaulted, but really it's 1 in 3 women. So we're not even like, is this going to happen? We're like, when? She said, referring to being sexually assaulted. Women, we run home at night. We live in constant fear of violence. So Schumer does intimate that only girls that are hot are sexually abused. And see, I thought sexual abuse was about power. I didn't think it was about looks. That's what they say. She's thrown down the gauntlet to rapists. Why don't you rape fat, ugly girls? Huh? What's up with you? Now, I mock her because she deserves it. She denigrates a group of women based on looks, and I find this far more despicable than what men do. The sisterhood of women theoretically should respect all women, but Schumer points out the differences in some women and indirectly takes a swipe at beautiful women. I appreciate people who accept themselves for who they are, but leave others alone. There are people with more societal pleasing attributes. Some have advantages, which causes those with less advantage to try harder. That's the way the world works. If you're not as handsome or as pretty, you may be more studious. Nothing wrong with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know you're wondering, you're saying, Kevin, when's that shoe going to drop? Things didn't work out the way we wanted it to with the House and all that because Democrats cheat. Man, there's no description of the level they're willing to go to remain in power. And I could say to you, here's what I firmly believe. I believe at some point Donald Trump will get on this. But if you're waiting on the Republicans to do it, it's not going to happen. But if you're waiting on Donald Trump to do it, I think he realizes the level that the Democrats are willing to go. And I think over the next 2 years, he's going to be very vigilant in making sure that these safeguards are put into play. Because it doesn't matter what you think your vote counts. And then suddenly 80,000 votes appear out of nowhere for Gillum or for Sinema or whomever. So what good is it? You feel like the deck is stacked against you. You look at things that are going on in this country and you say to yourself, since when do we finally address this stuff? I mean, it's common sense to purge voter rolls and say, look, these people are dead. These people have moved. It's, and so on and so forth. You would think that would be a priority for, and we could all agree, bipartisan, that this is the thing to do. But Democrats don't want to do it. You would think we would all agree that an illegal cannot vote in this country. How? Let me ask you, how do you not explain this to where the average citizen goes, that's just ridiculous? They tell you your vote is the most precious thing you have, and we see time after time, we watch election commission, mostly Democrats, because they're the ones who hold these state houses, and we watch them cheat across the board, and we're too principled to do it, and I'm happy that that's the case. But when do you start saying, I mean, how many times do you have to get, you know, backfisted in a boxing match before you go, wait a minute, that's an illegal punch? How many times do you need to get rabbit punched or kicked in the crotch and go, wait a minute, this is a boxing match. How are you letting this dude kick me in the crotch? Shut up and box. I mean, here's a cover your butt moment I want to talk about. Disgraced former FBI Director James Comey didn't recommend Hillary Clinton for indictment. I'm sure you all remember that. And the reason is he did the same thing that she did. And this story's kind of been covered up because we're looking at all the things that happened, you know, with the elections and all this other stuff. But this, it was in the New York Post. Fired FBI chief James Comey used his private Gmail account hundreds of times to conduct government business. And at least seven of those messages were deemed so sensitive by the Justice Department, they declined to release them. So here's a guy that did, while he's adjudicating Hillary Clinton's stuff, it turns out he's done the same thing. Hey, look, Robert Mueller, over here. I mean, I don't know what the scope of these investigations are, but here's what I'll tell you. A guy who's done exactly what Hillary Clinton's done and miraculously comes out and says, you know, the FBI does not recommend an indictment, kind of makes me take pause, particularly when I know the history of James Comey and the Clintons. Now, let's all say it together. It's impossible to determine his intent, right? The article continues, the former G-man repeatedly claimed he only used his private email for, quote, incidental purposes and never for anything that was classified. Comey claimed that he used his private account for incidental purposes and never for anything that was classified. But Justice acknowledged in response to a Freedom of Information request that Comey and his chief of staff discussed government business on about 1,200 pages of messages, 156 of them which were obtained by the Post. The Cause of Action Institute, which is a watchdog group, are the ones who filed this, what they call a FOIA lawsuit for Comey's Gmail correspondence involving his work for the FBI. They released 156 of them, but refused to hand over seven emails because they would, quote, disclose techniques and procedures for law enforcement investigations or prosecutions. And another 363 pages of emails were withheld because they discussed privileged agency communications or out of personal privacy concerns. So, again, this is Comey doing what Hillary Clinton did, essentially admitting by way of email that he's a lying scumbag like she is. How reckless was the government during the Obama administration? When you have the head of the director of the FBI, the head of the Secretary of State, all her staff, members of his staff, and who knows the chain of command or chain of custody of these various emails, and they are willy-nilly discussing these procedures and things that are supposed to be secret or top secret or whatever they are. What kind of... But as Obama would say, I didn't have any scandals when I was president.
I had no scandals. I was president. Yeah, look at Donald Trump. He got more scandals for 14 administration.
You have the head of the FBI willfully violating protocol. Then that clown gets put in charge of an investigation of a scoundrel who has a hidden server and did the same thing, only worse, because hers involved the State Department and it involved countries. It got, they believe it got spies killed, not only American spies, but spies from other countries and so on and so forth. The Chinese, the Russians, everybody's hacking emails on Hillary Clinton's unhackable email server. Only in a world ruled by elitists would these people still be walking free, or at least not gotten some kind of a serious reprimand. And it makes me wonder, can we go look at everybody that's in the State Department run by Obama, whether it's Kerry or Hillary Clinton or the FBI, can we look at all their personal emails and see what the heck these people are talking about? Holy cow. This is bizarre. I wrote of Comey in his Clinton connection a while back, and here's an excerpt from it. I said, Comey was appointed to the FBI, had no experience in law enforcement. After about a year at HSBC, as a director of HSBC, despite his lack of any law enforcement experience, no DOJ leadership experience, no qualifications for the job, Comey was appointed FBI director by Obama. The only qualification Comey had was that the Clintons and their cronies knew Comey was in bed with them, was compromised, and was willing to do their dirty work. Comey was appointed to the FBI right when Hillary was leaving the State Department and was vulnerable to the FBI because she had been using the private server mishandling classified information, selling access to favors and contracts from the State Department to Clinton Foundation donors, including Comey's Lockheed Martin, and much more. Remember that this was about the time that the Inspector General of the State Department found over $2 billion missing from the State Department finances during Hillary's tenure. The obvious conclusion that Comey was appointed to the FBI, along with other reliable Clinton-Obama cronies, to run interference for the Clintons and Obamas at the nation's federal law enforcement agency, in conjunction with the corrupt Department of Justice. Comey was and is owned by the Clintons. He's owned all of his power. He owes all of his power and wealth to part of being part of their machine and providing them with cover. Now let me give you what he did for the Clinton Foundation. In late 2015, early 2016, information came out about the Clinton Foundation and its use by the Clintons as a multi-billion dollar slush fund for corruption and political favors. Even Chelsea's wedding paid for by the charity. And this was right as Hillary was going to begin her campaign for president. It was revealed that the foundation had never completed its required reports or had an audit. Supposedly, the FBI under Comey began an investigation of the Clinton funds. A professional accounting firm was brought in by the Clintons to do a review, file some reports, make recommendations to the Clinton Foundation board, and provide a veneer of legitimacy to the Clinton Foundation operations. Predictably, one of the partners in the firm that was chosen and paid lots of money is the brother of James Comey. This brother owes James Comey $700,000 for a loan that Jim gave him to buy a house, and presumably some of the money that the Clinton Fund was used to make payments to James on the loan. Over 2 years later, nothing happened as a result of the FBI investigating the Clinton funds under Comey. Now that's just a taste of how corrupt this system is and what these people are doing. Just a taste. So now Comey finds himself in a similar situation as Clinton. But remember, he set a precedent for how to handle these things for elitists like him. Because we must know intent. At least when a Democrat is involved. Now, if you don't try this at home, okay? Just like with Peter Strzok's text messages that allude to getting Trump at all costs, right? We got to know intent. And since Strzok says he didn't mean anything by it, then it must be so, right? Let's just redefine the word intent, because when Democrats obviously break the rules in order to gain or preserve their power, there's no bad intent. But ask yourself the definition of intent. If Republicans did anything close to what Comey did or what Hillary did or what Barack Obama did or any of these other clowns, a sitting FBI director who knowingly uses his private server for official business and has secret information on there that they can't even turn over to us, that can't be disclosed. But hey, what was his intent? See, folks, this is why you get upset, why I get upset about these types of things, because this is what we face every single day. We have a dual system of justice, one for them and one for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.